Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more. Welcome to Paranormal 956. My name is David. Today is our Merry Christmas episode.
Yeah. And Happy holidays, guys.
I'm here with Bianca.
Hi, guys.
What are we talking about today, Bianca?
The Nutella scene. The what's it called?
So I call it the nativity scene.
Nativity scene,
of Jesus.
Which is?
Jesus is God's son.
Whenever he was birth?
Yeah.
When he was
a baby.
He was a baby?
You know, when
nacimiento,
they say...
It's...
Okay.
It's...
You say it your way, I'll say it. Potato, potato. Right.
Well, we know it here by the nacimiento, like when they have the baby in the hay and stuff.
Yeah.
And so,
tomato,
los tres reyes magos come
the
and
wise
bring
man.
Him... what was it? Silver...
Myrrh. I don't know what myrrh is, but...
For a baby... Shit. For a baby shower? Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. I don't know what myrrh is. But yeah, they brought it to him.
Mm-hmm. He was probably going to use it anyways.
Yeah. Like I said, potato, tomato.
Right.
But so our nativity scene that we're going to talk about today, because I do think a lot of people, especially in the Valley, know the Bible version.
Uh-huh.
But there's another version in the Quran.
The Quran.
Which
the
is
Quran?
What... Muslims read instead of the Bible.
Okay.
Or not instead of the Bible. I think
it's their
in
Bible.
Addition to their Bible.
Oh, it's addition.
Yes.
So they read the Bible and then the Quran.
Right. So Jesus.
Ah, two Bibles? Yeah, no.
I know. Well,
let's just stay Catholic, to be honest.
But this is the thing.
What?
This is the thing. The Bible is two Bibles.
The Bible is two Bibles.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you know how there's Jews?
Right.
Well, the Christian Bible has the Jewish Bible and the Christian Bible. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Jews just use the Old Testament. And actually, they have more books that they kept writing on their side.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then so Christians have the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then Muslims have those. And then they added the Quran.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Kind of.
How many more fucking books?
Well, this is the thing. They're not the only ones that did that. The Mormons also have another book.
Jesus.
Yeah. This is the thing. I think if you're going to be religious, you better like reading.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a lot of reading.
But I'm sure now they come in the audio.
Sure.
Things.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Don't got to read.
I do have my own Quran.
Yeah.
Right? And I have read it.
Right.
It's not as long as people think. It's interesting. And so that's where I got the story from.
Why do you have a Quran?
So, I mean, this is a little bit off topic, but I will say this. I think
but why? It doesn't make sense to me. Why would you have it?
So I used to be a Jehovah's Witness when I was a little kid.
Right.
And they make us read the Bible. And then in order to talk to other people about their religions.
You have to learn
I
their part.
I would read their books too. So I've read the Quran. I've read the Book of Mormon. I've actually read several translations of the Bible. So I'm like right in my wheelhouse with this. Like, this is stuff I know about.
Sure.
Right? Now, I haven't studied in a long time, but.
You know the basics.
I know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a story I know.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we start with kind of what the general stuff people know here in the Valley about the Christian.
A birth of
birth
Jesus.
Birth of Jesus, right. Once you
okay,
fill in the blanks.
So. What I know is that the baby Jesus was coming.
Yeah.
And they gave birth like in a, it's not a stable, it's like a little techito with
right. So in,
with just hay and stuff, and they had like animals, like a cow.
I think a stable would be a fine word to say, but they do say manger. I don't know that there's
some
a difference.
Shit like that. It's,
I've never been to a manger. Because I don't know exactly what the difference is between a manger and a stable.
Me neither. Never done one. Never.
Yeah, I've never done one either.
Yeah. So.
So yeah. So and then this is when he had the wise men and
yeah,
a lot of stuff like that. Right?
Yeah, that's where the Tres Reyes Magos come in.
Right.
And a elephant, a camel,
so,
and a donkey. Right.
I don't know. I don't remember.
And they had it had to be the elephant. The black dude on the elephant, and I don't remember the camel if he was Indian or some shit like that, and the burro was a Mexican. I don't know, but I just know it was.
That all sounds right to me.
Gaspar, Baltasar, and what's the name of the third one? I don't fucking. Let me look it up.
Yeah, so this is all new to me, but
what? You're the one talking about it.
Yeah, but. I'm going to be honest with you. I never spent much time on this part of it, in the Christian side anyway, because Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Christmas. We make
it. Oh, look. Gaspar, Baltasar, and Melchor.
It's totally Mexican. That last name's a Mexican name.
So sure. I don't know which one is which. I'm trying to see if I can get a picture of who was who.
What was your search? What were the words that you used to search that?
I just put Gaspar, Baltasar, and then the third one came out.
Melchor,
and then just.
Are you sure that's not like a rap group, though?
No.
Hold on. Okay.
And this is the three wise kings, origin, meaning, and traditions. Gaspar, Melchor, Baltasar have gone down in history as the three kings. But it is a camel. It is an elephant.
So I don't know. I know there were stories in the Bible where Jesus even rode a donkey.
Jesus rode a donkey?
Yeah, it's a King of the Jews story. Anyway.
So there was a donkey. There has to be donkeys.
There's donkeys in the Middle East. Yeah, yes.
I guess. Anyways, so they get there. They bring coal. They bring... No, not coal. Sorry. It was just word. My bad.
They bring him gold.
Yeah,
they bring him gifts.
Gold, silver, some shit like that. I don't know. For what? I don't fucking know. It didn't make sense, to be honest. What was the fucking reason?
So, from what I remember, there was like a star that they were following that was leading them to Jesus. And so they knew...
That Jesus was coming by following the...
Right. And I think...
Under the star.
And also, remember how we told you about the Old Testament? There was like prophecies about the Son of God coming. And so that's kind of how people knew... They were waiting for Jesus around this time.
Right.
Okay. So in the Quran, the version isn't, I wouldn't say different, but they add details and parts of the story that aren't in the Christian Bible at all.
Okay.
So first thing, the first part to me that is interesting is Mary gets pregnant like the day before.
Huh?
Yeah. So, like, her whole birth, or her whole pregnancy, I should say.
Was one day.
Like, one day. So, she gets pregnant.
Man, this is fucking bullshit.
And so, there's a part in the Bible, in the Quran, the part in the Quran where she's talking to an angel. And the angel's like, you're going to have God's baby tomorrow. And she's like, how can I have a baby? I've never even been with anybody. And like, oh, you know, trust me. Like, you're gonna have a baby tomorrow. Right?
Wow.
And then so, when... She has a baby.
How lucky of her not going through the full 9 months.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nice. Yeah. And I don't remember.
Imagine if they could have kids here down in the valley one day. Shit.
Mm-mm. Be overpopulated quick. I already know people that are like getting pregnant every time they have sex. So bad enough.
So bad enough going through one day pregnancies.
Imagine.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. At least you put some women on the bench for a while, right?
Right.
Anyway. So there's a lot of doubt with the people that are around. In the Christian story, we know that they tried to get like a hotel room or stay with somebody.
They didn't have hotels back in the day.
I think they did. And everybody was booked, right? The Motel 6 back then was full, right? And so that's why she was giving birth in a
manger. Back then, it was Motel 1.
Right.
It was...
yeah. Okay. And so they couldn't find anywhere to... give birth, so that's why they ended up in the manger, right? And so,
or they didn't have money.
Might have been true too, because Mary, a lot of people don't know this, was 14.
Huh?
She was 14.
No.
Yeah, she was little kid. Well, back then, I don't know if that was considered little, because
I don't think so.
Died when you were 30.
Yeah.
At least Jesus did. 32 or something like that.
That was old.
Yeah, and that was already senior citizen. So 14 is middle age back then.
You got the discounts from left to right.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So another thing. So when she's born, she gets pregnant.
Yeah.
And then right away gives birth, like in a day. Right.
That's fucking crazy.
And so everybody's like confused. Like everybody that's around is like, how's this little girl? Like she's pregnant and then she's.
Well, I just saw her yesterday. Like, what do you mean?
And also she's not married too. So that's right. A big problem. Right. Because. Mm-hmm. You're not pregnant. You're pregnant, and you're not married back then. That was looked at like whoa, 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 right?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm having God's kid. It's not my boyfriend here, who's Joseph, mm-hmm. is with her, mm-hmm. right? Which everybody's looking at him like, hey, dude,
like what the fuck?
Like, right? No glove, no love, man. You know what I mean? But
they have
right.
They have gloves, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff apparently left out of the Bible. Because this whole story is left out.
Okay.
So they're there and they're like, hey, man, you're not supposed to be doing this stuff. How are you pregnant? She's like, no, it's not him. It's I got pregnant from God. And they're like, what? Right? And she says, no, for real. Ask the baby. And Jesus starts to talk about how he is the Son of God who came to talk to you all. About God's place left for you in heaven.
What?
Yeah. Why did the Bible leave this story out? This is like such a bonker story. So she says, imagine, right?
She gave birth.
Yeah. In one day, she got pregnant. And one day she gives birth and she calves the baby.
And everybody's like, hey, what
are you doing? What are you doing? She's like, I had God's baby. And they're like, yeah, right. Like looking at Joseph,
don't be talking shit. Like, let's see what's up.
Like, yeah. And she says, no, for real. Ask the baby. And he's like, yeah.
So basically this is what happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, chill the fuck out. So so I'm going to explain everything.
Yeah. He's like, everybody grab a chair. I got a story to tell you.
So my dad.
Yeah. Right. My dad sent me here. And I took the speed train.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having... So...
I can't imagine. Like, yes, my dad is God again, guys. Yeah. Chill the fuck out.
Everybody's a baby.
Yeah.
Like,
a newborn baby.
Right. You know how they look like they have like grape jelly and everything on them?
grape jelly.
Like babies,
the white
stuff. Grape jelly and cream cheese all over them. And, hey, guys, chill out, man.
Yeah.
Leave that Joseph dude alone.
Give me a second. Yeah. Bro, Charmy.
Yeah.
Maria.
Chip, chop, chip, wise man.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Wipe me. Where's the gold and all this extra shit?
See, but this is the thing.
But
it makes sense now.
If he was talking, why when he needed all that stuff. Right, that
this
they
guy's
bought.
Ready to get a job.
Does he need a job?
He doesn't need a job. But what I mean is this kid's like, he's not a little baby, 1 year old.
He's a fool.
Yeah, he's talking. See, look.
That makes sense.
So I'm going to tell you this.
I wouldn't be confused on why they bought the stuff.
This is the thing that always bothered me about reading the Bible. His first miracle is turning water into wine at a wedding. And it always seemed like, would the Son of God, would that be like the first, like, hurrah, like, here I am. This is what I do. It's like a parlor trick.
But he did that whenever he was an adult.
That's what I mean. In the Bible, right?
Right.
This is a different book.
Yeah, because the Bible, I don't think it goes into details on how he grew up or.
Right. So he's born, right?
Right.
And then one scene where they like go to. They go to a festival.
A festival, yeah.
And he's like at the temple preaching and then 30 years old.
Yeah.
That's how it is in the Bible.
Yeah, some shit like that.
And so in addition, and we may go into this in another episode, there's another book called the Nag Hammadi Library, which are like the missing books of the Bible.
Oh, Jesus.
And there are some cool Jesus stories in there too. Like some cool stories. I'm going to give you a little like glimpse. Preview of it, okay. Right? So you know Joseph is a carpenter, right? His dad? There's this story where Jesus is helping him build like something and Joseph cuts a board and it's too short and he's super mad about it because wood's like expensive. Yeah. And Jesus is like, well, don't you forget, I'm the Son of God. And he grabs the board and he stretches it to right to the perfect size.
Why the fuck are they cutting wood? Why the fuck are they struggling to build anything?
He's a carpenter. They cut wood to be carpenters. My point is, why isn't this story in the Bible? That's a cool story.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, that one, yeah, but still.
That's a cool story. Like, there's cooler stories, not cooler, but there's some really cool stories about Jesus that aren't in the Bible.
But I guess I don't want to put it as his, like, very show off. I guess in the festival, he was, like, trying to be helpful. And instead of water, everybody's drinking wine.
So the story is it's a wedding, right? And then his mom, Mary, comes up to him. Hey, they ran out of wine. Is there anything you could do? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do anything. He's like, come on, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then he like turns water into wine.
That story makes him look like helpful. Wouldn't you think?
It makes him look like an alcoholic.
Right. But helpful one. A helpful one.
I guess. I mean, I.
How many alcoholics you know they're giving wine to everybody? They just keep it to themselves.
No. 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 I didn't want wine at my wedding, but people demanded it. And so at an open bar, I don't get my way often.
Right.
So anyway, I thought this is an interesting story. It's not a really long story in the Quran. Uh-huh. It's just a few verses or a few chapters, I should say. But I really like these details.
Because to be honest, it would make sense on why they would bring adult, like, the silver and the gold and all that. What else did it take? I don't fucking know. But
for some reason, myrrh stuck in my head. They brought myrrh for some reason.
I don't know. That's fucking. But what kind of transactions were they trying to do with a baby?
I think they were trying, like, they're like sacrifices kind of thing, right? Like, they're offerings, like. He's the Son of God. You want him to like you, so you bring in stuff. That's what you do, right? Like when you go, like you're gonna go see. Like
you're gonna go to a baby shower.
Yeah, right. Like a baby shower. You brought some stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see who can suck the milk out of these bottles of fastest.
Let's see who takes the prize.
I have been to so many baby showers,
but not the Jesus one.
I was not a Jesus one. He's a little bit before my time, but. Not a lot.
A few years on me.
Yeah. Really, so is. I don't know what our next episode is. Do you have any idea?
I think we can talk about doing this next episode.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
You're going to host that one?
Sure, I can.
Stay tuned for that. Follow us on Facebook.
Do these are what, like Smurfs?
I do think they're like Smurfs.
I don't fucking know.
We're going to get into the whole episode
right now.
We're going
to have to go into the... The what's it called? The definition of it.
Yeah, because they're not gremlins per se.
No.
But they're not that different either.
They're not little people.
If you have Duendes stories, send them to us and we'll read them on the air.
For sure. Or post them in the comments on the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. Or slide into the DMs, right?
Man, I'm already annoyed as it is. No, yeah. We'll see. Yeah, I think we're going to talk about Duendes.
Duendes.
More than likely, it is. It's settled. Duendes, it's settled. I already said it.
All right. Listen to us on wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
Watch us or...
Whatever time you guys...
Hook up with us on Facebook.
Sure.
And we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.